The buyer, bring your right to a buyer. Says clearly, I raised the karnat achtengu b'nei mechutzlehem. You talk a boy in between and around it, that's what you get in mechutzlehem. Kamol yorub asoyloi. V'zev v'zeh einu mishoyim l'zereya. And both of them, you don't have a right to be zereya, you don't have a right to plant there. So clearly, that much property has to be left blank just in order to be used to walk around there. The kamiyeh b'nei, how much property is in between one tree and the next tree? V'yab yosef amrab yehuda amash shmuel mi'ar ba'amis. In between one tree and another tree could be between 4 amas and 8 amas. So if you buy 3 trees, that in between one to the other is either 4 or 8 amas, that's the shear, that's cool, you bought the property in between them. But less or more, maybe not. Omer of Nachum Noma Shmuel, he says, no, he says, Mishmoyna v'yad shesha sora. He holds 8 amas in between till 16. Omer leya by the Rabbi Yosef, Letifla Golay the Rav Nachman. Don't argue on Rav Nachman. The Tanan Masnitsin Kavosei. There's a Mishnah like Rav Nachman. The Tanan learned like this. Hanoiter Karma is somebody plants his kerem, his vineyard, Shesha Sorayama. If you plant a vineyard, 16 Amis. Al Shesha San 16 Amis. Muta Lohovi Zero Lashom. You're allowed to bring other seeds there. In other words, if it's so big, then you're allowed to plant other seeds. You're allowed to plant other seeds there also. It won't be a shiloh of kol. Shabbam says means ben shur l'shur lehevi kerem el apochus mitez zayin hevi kerem. It's only if it's less than tez zayin. But if it's tez zayin one away from the other, that's not called a kerem. Then you're allowed to bring another seeds in between. So you see, it can't be 16 amis in between. Amr Rav Yehuda ma'isa b'tzalmon. The story once happened in Tzalmon b'yechod. Shenotes karmoi shesh asoro al shesh asoro. He plants karm 16 by 16 amo. V'hoyu hoifech shar shtei shurois litzad echod. So it was he planted his vineyard 16 amos apart, and now one year he would take the vines and throw it to one side, and plant in between there was a reyes near, and he would plant the part that didn't plant last year. L'shon acheres the next year. The opposite way, he would take the vines from the left side and throw them now to the right side, and now the zereyes abor, and he would plant in between that side. Or they said it was good. So see, if they're 16 amos apart, that's not called a kerem. You're allowed to plant other seeds in between there. Omelet, he said that to him like this. I don't know anything. I loved it. It was a mice like this. Bedura bedrusa. There was a story in Dura Drusa. The Yosla Kaimli became in front of Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomale Zilhavle Kamolai Bokra the Caleb. Give him enough property to use Kamolai Bokra the Caleb. That's usually like Dalar Amis. How much you could use with your Bokra to walk through there? The Caleb. Shashbam says, but Dura Drusa means Be'ir Sharoim Shemakhel Chavewa Sholish Ilonis. He sold his friend 3 trees. Flohoya Ches Amisim. There weren't 8 Amis in between them. The only Rabbi Yehuda Lomoiches Zilhavli Lokei Give Lokei Hakarka. The Afagav Yain Bnei Melech Kamali Bokra Kelev. Even though there's not 8 amos in between, only the size of Bokra Kelev, he said it's okay. I think that's on 4. We'll soon see. Now Blehevi Yadan, I did not know Kamali Bokra Kelev Kama. I did not know, but how much is it in between? So Kizvan the Shamet Lahor. This now when he learned that, that's what he learned. It says Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach Lusad Chaveroi. Somebody should not plant the tree near his friends. Unless he's away, Dal Ramis. Says you're not allowed to plant your tree near Adam Elon next to your friend's soda, because you have to leave over enough space that he could go around there with his Boker and his Caleb, which is Dal Ramis. So kids are that shear of Dal Ramis. So we see here that the space between one tree and another tree could be at least Dalar Amis, that's also good. It could be up to 8 Amis, but between Dalar Amis and 8 Amis, it's also good. Ukrabi'ir. Now the Gemara says, Ukrabi'ir, the Milo Tanam, Bimu Nalak Rabi'ir, though. It says, Rabi'ir, Rabi Shimon Aimrim, Hanoite es Karmoi, Shimoina Amoisa, Shimoina, somebody grows a vine, 8 Amis by 8 Amis, Muta Lohovi Zeru Lashom. You're also allowed to plant other seeds there. In other words, 8 by 8 is also too much to make it into a kerem. So Mara says, Afilu hachi ma'is zodif. Even so, you have a raya from here of ma'is to be full with zodif that it says 16. The Maisa before, that's a bread of proof. That says, Afiloch, Maisa, the Salmon Rav. Zilkoch, Omalei, Abaye, Le Tiflo, Galei, the Rav Nachman, the Maisa, Shnu, Mishnah. Yeah. That Mishnah was Yikah. Me'akav Shema Samchin over there. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim, the Rav Yosef, believe the Rav Shimon, Shamin, Le, Nifuzorin. We know how much Mufuzorim spread out they are. That means 8 Amis. The Shamin and Lay Ritzufim. We also hear how close they are. 4 Amos. Mifuzorim ho the Yamor. Now we said 8 Amos. Ritzufim, close together at 9. Kerem and Atuya, talking about Amos and a Kerem. Divir Rebbe Shimon, at less than 4 Amos is not called a Kerem. Vachom Moimim, Kerem is called a Kerem. Varayim, Esam Tsoim, Kiloenum. Even if they're planted closer than Dalad Amos, it's still called a Kerem. We just look as if the middle is not there. So we see clearly the shear of 8 Amos. And we see the shear of 4 Amos. Elo le Rav Nachman, Aliba de Rabbonon, the Rav Nachman according to Rabbonon, Mifuzorim, Shamin and Lei, we hear how much spread out they could be. Spread out, that was 8 Amos, we heard. He says, Tes Amos, the Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachman, the Tzvila Tes Zayin to Rabbonon, he said, spread out this 16 Amos, Elo yeah. El Rav Nachman, Aliba de Rabbanim, Mufuzorin, Shamin Alei, 16, Ritzufim, Shamin Alei. How close is the closest they could be? Martha Tzvara Ha, Midl Rav Shimon Palga. Since, according to Rav Shimon, it's a proportion of 8 Amis, that's the widest. So 4 Amis is the smallest. So the Rabbanim Nami Palga. So according to Rabbanim also, if it could be 16 Amis, the widest across, so the smallest could be 8 Amis then. But my Rav Hilchos Halacha is like this: May arba amos v'yad sheish asar no. Now, when you buy these 3 trees, there has to at least be 4 amos in between one the other, and it could even be up to 16 amos apart. If they're that much apart, that's called enough to make it a shear to mitzaret. If you buy 3 trees like this, then we could say there could be a shear. Right? The tiny kavos the rolling like Rava kami yehi mukrovim. How close can these trees be together? 4 amos. As you buy these 3 trees, then they're at least they're close. 4 amos is still called okay. V'kami yehem ruchokim sheisha sar 16. Hareza kona karkav yes ilonya shebeneim. And then you kind of the kark in between, and if there are any small trees in between, you kind of them also. L'figur therefore yovashilon if the tree dries up by niktas yesh la karkav. The mice still own the kark in between. When you buy 3 trees, that these trees were 4 amos at least in between, you own the karka in between them also. Even if these trees dry up, you still have the karka. Tochus mikan, let's say the trees are less than dalad amos in between, or yester alkein, or after more than 8 than 16 amos apart, or yishalochon b'zeach hazeh, let's say you bought the 3 trees one after another, you bought 1, 2, then you bought later, or a turnover. Yeah, again, speak of Yorba Shiloh noy niksach yesh lakaka pochus mikano yetzer vakein or shilochum b'zeach azeh hareza lakona loyas lakaka v'loyas ilonis. Then you're not kind of the kaka, you're not kind of the trees in between either, shibbenayim. Lefikach, therefore if you buy these trees, you only own the trees and not the kaka. Therefore, Yorba Shiloh, let's say the trees dry up, oy niksach, or else the trees get cut down, ain lakaka, then you do not own the kaka. That's the call of Al-Mishnah. So when you buy 3 trees, when do you own the karka in between? If those 3 trees are like going to stay there, the mamish like through the mamish, at least 4 amis in between, one and the other, up until 16. Bore Rav Yirmiya, Keshu Moidit, when you start counting the 4 amis in between, Mimokam Katsu Moidit from the shorter part of the tree, or Mimokam Rocha from the wider part of the tree, who Moidit, or Malevu Gavim, Vekfil, Ravashi Toshima, the Tanan. Her rakuva shebegefen. If you have the grafting part of a vine, ain't a moided ella miikar hasheni from the second part of it. So the chur, the second part of it, yeah. V'malah v'loy min ikar rishon shirachiv yosef v'loy min ashlish shikatzav yelam min abenni. Who knows? I mean, you have to count from the middle part. Rashbam says it means not the thickest part. Not the thinnest, the skinniest part. You have to count the middle part of the tree. That's if you count the dalad amos away. Ela mi'ikra Hashem. Borei b'yimiyo. Mochaloi sholosh badilan. I told you three badilan. Three like badilan. Means ilan echad mochaloi sheish pasholosh badilan. Has three sprouts coming out that are far away. I sold you three sprouts of a tree. And each sprout is like dal ramas away from the other one. So ma, what's the locha? Do it look like it's one tree? Does it look like three different trees? If you graft like, or you put on the ground each geffen, the ikrayim nurin, you see the ikur, the blazer reb sadek laimer, im yesh b'nei medal damas v'yad shemayim mitzarfim, v'yadlavei mitzarfim. So who you see, even though it's really one root, but since it's under the ground, and when it comes out, it comes up 4 amas away, it looks like two separate things. They're also taka, even though really it's one root. But if the tree sprouts, grow up, 4 amas here, 4 amas there, and then in the middle, it would also be considered like you bought three trees. I sold you two trees in the middle of my field, and one of them on the mesa, one was on the boundary. Mahu. Or else, shtayim b'teich shaloi, two of them I brought you in mine, v'yecha b'teich shechaveroi, and one